Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Talking some NFL. I was talking about the Cowboys. And I'm joined now by Steve Diossi, NFL analyst, former NFL linebacker. And Steve, first things first, I'll ask you your thoughts on the Cowboys. To me, it just feels like a repeat of last week, where we're expending a lot of energy on something we know is not going to happen until the off season. So it really just feels more like a media addiction to Jerry Jones quotes.
Agreed. And it's also a bit of Jerry Jones addiction to wanting to give those quotes,
sure,
to the media. And it's, and he can be compelling at times as the owner of the one of the marquee franchises in the league. But I agree with you. I don't think there's any benefit whatsoever to the Cowboys to make any moves right now. It's not like they're going to be in a situation where any interim coach or whatever new coach they might run across at this time of year would make a difference. I mean, you're gonna look at an NFC East team getting into the playoffs possibly at 8-8, and it's which really means that whatever team that is going to go nowhere. So make the playoffs, move along, and I think everybody understands the direction that Jerry Jones is going to take in terms of Garrett and the coaching staff there, and understandable. I mean, they've got a pretty good offensive talent. They've got a very good offensive line. You know, they've got all the things they need offensively, but they're just not able to convert that into quality wins.
Now, let's look at some teams that are performing better. Baltimore, the Ravens have been borderline dominant as of late, especially given the teams that they're beating, San Francisco, New England, to name a couple. And of course, that's been headed up by Lamar Jackson. Obviously, as a former linebacker, you would be in a unique position to give perspective on what it would be like to go against a quarterback like that. But just how terrifying is it? You know, how much of a freeze does he put in a defense? Because I'd imagine that there's that moment of hesitation that really costs you when you're going up against a guy who has gotten his throwing to where it is and just has that natural ability with his legs.
And I agreed. It's one of those scenarios. I think the closest thing to it has been either Michael Vick or even far back as Randall Cunningham. And both of those guys don't put that. Both of them were tremendous athletes, tremendously strong arms, but they didn't put that. They didn't have that fluidity of movement, the ability to shake a guy and. What they call in the NBA, break an ankle. Mm-hmm. It's amazing what he pulls off. And you know that defensively, the only thing you can do is be as disciplined as possible. But sometimes instinct takes over for discipline, and you see a guy and you think you can make a play. And next thing you know, kind of like Barry Sanders, he disappears from in front of you. And throwing the ball better, or excuse me, making better reads than he did last year. He's doing things that we didn't, even as late as the playoff game that he had against San Diego. Nobody anticipated his ability to turn it around as much as he did. Most people were calling for Flacco to come in the second half of that San Diego
100%,
game.
100%, yep.
Yeah, it's when you look at the transformation and you got to give Greg Roman a lot of credit. You got to give Harbaugh a lot of credit. They saw the talent that this kid had and realized that they had to design an offense around him. And I've seen that done before in a few cases, but this is an exceptional case. And it's almost, when you listen to the other guys of this team, you hear that about a second year guy inspiring confidence in other players and you got to give them credit. They're playing with that swagger, but it's not an obnoxious sort of swagger that turns people off. They're saying the right things. They're handling the media the right way. They're giving credit to their opponents. They're giving credit to their teammates. They're doing all the right things. And when you listen to some of these guys, a lot of these guys will credit Lamar Jackson for that attitude and that atmosphere on the team. So beyond what he's doing on the field, he seems to have an impact on that team all the way around, in the locker room, on the field, in the media, everywhere. It's a really fascinating thing to watch.
Robin Lundberg talking to Steve Diassi, NFL analyst, former NFL linebacker. Let me ask you about Odell Beckham, because he had some comments the other day where he was asked about possibly being traded from the Browns, and I don't think he meant to answer it in such a non-committal way, because he came back later and said he didn't want to be traded, more or less. But I looked at his stats the other day, and I was surprised at he only has 2 touchdowns on the season, and he really started his career at an all-time great trajectory. I mean, he has that sort of talent, but between injuries and other factors, hasn't been there the last 3 years. What do you make of where he's at in his career right now?
I think he is a unique talent. I think he has all the ability in the world to be a great receiver. He's got tremendous hands. He's got great speed. He's a great route runner. When you watch him play, when he's serious about playing, he's a very smart ball player. The problem is he lets a lot of other things get in the way of his greatness. You look at his antics sometimes, and you look at the way he handles the media and the way he addresses situations that aren't to his liking. It's just kind of getting in the way of greatness. You look at it and you say, okay, well, yeah, you're right. His trajectory the first few years, the numbers he was putting up were ridiculous. I mean, just record-setting numbers for young receivers, and then it just it seemed to get away from him. And I wonder, if I'm someone that has influence with a young OBJ, I mean, what do you tell a kid like that? Do you want to be remembered for the antics, or do you want to be remembered for being a great player? Because he has that greatness in him. His ability is on an incredible level. But what happens is you become known for your antics. You become known for the stunts that you pull. You become known for your attitude. I mean, do you want to be when push comes to shove, do you want to be a Jerry Rice? Do you want to be a Larry Fitzgerald? Do you want to be a guy who's, when their name comes up, the first thing you think of is the antics, like, an Ocho Cinco or there's a couple of Terrell Owens. You wonder what your legacy is going to be. Is it going to be the guy that you think of as, he was a good receiver, but what a clown? Or, do you want a guy to say, what an unbelievable receiver? And you look at him and say, that's what championship caliber football is about. Or Hall of Fame caliber football is about. But with Beckham, it seems like the antics get in the way of appreciating the greatness. And in a good situation, I still think he could be a great receiver. And with the right coaching staff, with the right quarterback, I think he has that greatness in him. It's just a matter of what he wants to come out and where he wants to be in the all-time receiving list, because he has all-time talent. But I don't know if he's going to be considered an all-time great when push comes to shove. He keeps going this path.
Yeah, I was just surprised at the lack of production, especially when it comes to getting into the end zone. Steve, appreciate your time and insight this morning.
You got it. Thank you very much. I'll talk to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.